Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and once again, I'm here with Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, I understand that you at the center have been uniquely involved in a regional competitiveness program, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's an effort to find ways for area regional businesses to collaborate with one another. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, we just had our 1 year celebration this week, and it's a collaboration. We're involved. The two Southern and Southwestern Minnesota Initiative Funds are involved. Several other nonprofits and for-profit businesses are all involved in this. And what it is a project where we have figured out what the strengths are of this 38 county region of Southern Minnesota, strengths business-wise, economic-wise, and we're working on how to build on that, and most importantly, on how to collaborate together to build on those strengths and build our economy.
Now, you have one particular example you wanted to share today about an alliance, if you will, that's formed out of this, and it's actually kind of exciting.
Yeah, we've only been at this for a year, and so this has been a pretty important development out of this. It's the Southern Minnesota Manufacturers Alliance, and it started out as three manufacturers in Southern Minnesota. They're rather small businesses, but together they can collaborate on projects. They can now bid on much larger projects because they can work together on this. They give them enough workers together. They can lower their purchase costs because they can buy in bulk. And it's just been working out very well for them. And this is basically the theme of what we are trying to accomplish with this. Businesses working together, they maintain their independence, their autonomy, but they work together to help each other out and help themselves out. And this is the kind of collaboration and the kind of regional thinking outside the communities that we're looking for with this, that we're trying to accomplish with this project.
And that's really remarkable because collaborations are not often easy.
Right.
Everyone has their own agenda and that sort of mm-hmm. thing. But if you can find ways to collaborate, you can really do some amazing things. And looking at this, really modeling this maybe to other parts of the state then, is that kind of what you're thinking?
Absolutely. The real basis of this is building on an area's unique strengths. So we don't go in saying this is what you have to do. We say, let's look at what your area is particularly good at and where it looks like you will be particularly good at something, and let's see how we can build on that and how we can get businesses and organizations to work together to strengthen your economy. Instead of competing separately, you work together.
Interesting. Well, it's obviously started off with a bang after mm-hmm. just really 1 year is not
one
a terribly
year.
Long period of time. Well, congratulations on that. I hope for continued success. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.